Hey, yo.
The Rabbit Hole Podcast.
Rabbit Hole Podcast.
Say it again.
The Rabbit Hole Podcast.
Say it, Jess.
I want to listen to the Rabbit Hole Podcast.
The Rabbit Hole Podcast.
This is pasta. This is madness.
The Rabbit Hole
Podcast. You are now listening to The Rabbit Hole Podcast.
All right, I think we're ready.
Let's do it.
This is the Hair of the Blog presents the Rabbit Hole Podcast. This is Kevin at Kevin K. Diddy. With me, as always, is Bobby at rhanson817. It is Monday, September 30th.
Mm-hmm.
September's done.
We can wake Green Day up tomorrow. I just saw that. I just happened to see that on like Twitter, or, like
that's,
Instagram today. It's
that's
like
very true.
It's like tell someone tomorrow that you can wake Green Day up. Like remind us if we can wake Green Day up.
And if you don't get that joke, I don't know if we could be friends.
Right.
Just gotta throw that out there. And I'm not even a Green Day guy.
No, neither am I. That's enough pop culture where that
is. Yes, it should be. And if it's not, and if you don't get it, then we might not be able to be friends. It's with music especially, a lot of times there's always like those songs that like have like a date or a time of the year set in the song.
Well, there was the Earth, Wind, and Fire one, right? For like September 23rd?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So
I don't remember the September 21st. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I knew it was like in the 20s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and obviously the It's Gonna Be May, It's Gonna Be Me, NSYNC, Justin Timberlake. But that's what we do. It's a Rabbit Hole Podcast. Pop culture, sports, music, food, cocktails, swag. This is Kevin at Kevin K. Diddy. With me, as always, is Bobby at rhanson817. And it's a beautiful day. It turned out to be a really nice day. At the beginning, it seemed a little overcasty, but now, like, the skies are opening up and sunshine a little bit.
Can I tell you that right now, bar none, is my favorite time of year?
Han Solo season.
Yep.
And for those of you who are like, well, Han Solo season, what does that mean? 9 times out of 10, when you're walking
Walk downtown in your town.
Downtown in any suburb, their downtown area.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the majority of the girls, ladies, women, and see what they're wearing.
Yep.
And Google a picture of Han Solo from Star Wars. You're welcome.
Revolutionary. Head of a time.
They're going to be rocking some level of a sweatshirt or thermal with a vest and a pair of boots.
Mm-hmm. Brown boots, bug boots, leggings.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Every girl that you're gonna see walk by is gonna look like Han Solo.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on what Han Solo movie you've seen or what Star Wars movie you've seen, it'll be that version of Han Solo.
Mm-hmm.
That Solo movie was not good, by the way. On a side note, that Solo, Han Solo movie,
okay,
I watched like half of it.
Mm-hmm.
It was not good.
That would be something I would have to do. You could do it on any given Saturday on like TNT or whatever, but I have not. I should go back and just watch all of them again, because so much of it either blends together or I just forgot it. Or,
right.
You know, like, it's like your brain eventually gets to the point where it's got enough information. So it's hit saturation point to now where I have to forget something to remember something else.
I think what you've hit on something that I feel as though everybody needs to do.
Okay.
If you haven't watched a movie or maybe even watched like a television show
mm-hmm.
in probably about at least a year,
mm-hmm.
go back and rewatch it.
Yeah.
Obviously, if you have the time, I mean, everybody's busy these days, but I would go back and watch it because one, you probably forgot something.
Mm-hmm.
Two, you watch something for the second time, you almost like remember how good it was the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, oh wow, I forgot how good this was, or I forgot how funny mm-hmm. this was. And then it's almost like you're reintroducing it back into your life. It's like when you hear a song that was super popular back in the day, and then somehow it comes back up via, because it's popular on TikTok, mm-hmm. or popular on some level of social media, mm-hmm. and you're like, oh, I forgot how good that song was. Because mm-hmm. there's a couple songs that I actually came across, I was like, damn, I totally forgot. And I guarantee you, everybody has those songs that, sure. like, I forgot how good this song was. And the only reason I even remember that was because I had to get my phone fixed recently.
Okay.
And I tell you what, man, when you don't have a phone, you want to talk about, you want to feel naked.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, you really feel naked. Sure. It's really like...
How long did you go without? How long were you just, like, open to the world,
if it
you
was
will?
2 days.
Shut the fuck up.
And it was the longest 2 days ever. Now, here's the thing.
Well, you have an iPad.
I have an iPad.
So anyone with iMessage can find you that way.
So there's, like, stipulations to it, because obviously now...
Right.
Working in the field that I'm at, bar managing and contacting this person, contacting
that
person.
You walk around with an iPad Air in your back pocket at work?
Well, I can't message anybody who doesn't have an iPhone. And right. there are people out there that don't have an iPhone. So now I have to reach out to the person that has an iPhone, like, hey, can you contact these people for me?
Right. Tell them to find me this way or whatever it would be.
Contact me through social media, Facebook, whatever have you. But in the process of me using the iPad,
mm-hmm.
I had a bunch of stuff in my iTunes library that I was listening to, and I was like,
okay.
Oh my god, right. I forgot about all of these songs.
Mm-hmm.
And all these songs have like second life again.
Nice, okay.
But
anything in particular that you're that you found and gave you that oh moment?
CeeLo Green,
okay,
Wiz
sure.
Khalifa,
yeah, okay.
Bright Lights,
okay.
Big City.
Alright.
That track right there, you listen to it, you're like, mm-hmm. I forgot how good this song was.
Okay.
That's a big one.
All right.
That was one I was like, oh my god, this is so, like, it's such a great song.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with the song?
I'm sure I am if I hear, you know me though. There's about 6 songs I know by the title. Other than that, I'm not going to know it unless you play it for me.
So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to play a couple seconds of it.
No, just at that moment, so you're not hitting trademark.
Just right. enough.
You're gonna get a letter with a forever stamp that's gonna say, "Hi, you owe us $3."
All right,
you played 31 seconds.
This song.
Oh yeah!
This
absolutely.
Song.
You know,
this song.
You know what's horrible, and we'll completely. Pull back the curtain, if you will, for a second. When I first heard that beat, the first thing I thought of was Pitch Perfect.
Yes, because they did use this song
Correct.
In the Pitch Perfect movies. Mm-hmm. Apparently, they're making a spinoff.
With what? Or with whom?
I would assume with... I mean, it's still going to be in the Pitch Perfect Bella's universe. I think
okay.
it's just going to be after the third movie, at least to my understanding.
So it's kind of like what they did with High School Musical, which I never watched,
yeah.
but I just know that like they just like vomited out like 20 seasons of it for no freaking reason, and all of them had spinoffs and stuff.
Yes.
Okay. Sure. Okay, yeah.
But like, you gotta rewatch like movies, TV shows, listen to like old music that you haven't listened to in a while, you forget how good it is.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, a lot of times, the only times, especially with music, when you go back and listen to it, is when the artist passed away, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, yeah.
You know what I mean? And so, like DMX was like the last like musician I know
sure.
that I was like, oh, I gotta go back and listen to
mm-hmm.
his discography.
Yeah.
I mean, I know like Biz Markie passed away, and that was sad. But besides, I want to say, The Vapors and Just a Friend, how many Biz Markie songs do you know off the top of your head?
Oh, I know half of the ones you just mentioned. So, we're good there.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace, Biz Markie.
So if anything else, if we could have the message within the first half an hour while everyone's still listening, it will be, do not take these things for granted.
No.
Go back and listen to that banger.
Yeah.
Don't wait for the new episode, don't wait for the new season to come out to rewatch the old seasons.
Right.
Like, what is it? This Saints of New York, Saints of Newark.
The Many Saints of Newark, yeah.
Yeah,
because
that's coming out for like HBO Plus. Like if you buy like the add-on service or whatever, that's coming out this weekend. So every now and again, like if I'm home or whatever it is, and I'm flipping between a game or something like that, you can catch a little bit of Sopranos.
Right.
Dig it.
I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
I got onto the Sopranos train late, so it's still fresh in my head.
Okay.
I watched the entire series of Sopranos during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Because I, you know, what else was I doing besides doing home workouts and just going to Trader Joe's
Instagram lives, buying ring lights, right. And
exactly. So you know. What else were we doing around then? So yeah, so I caught up. Well, I watched the whole thing. I watched the whole Sopranos series during the pandemic. So that show is still fresh in my head.
But okay. Yeah,
if you hadn't seen it, like, I know at some point Game of Thrones is going to come out with some prequel or whatever. And right. It's like, guess what you're going to have to do? You have to go back, watch all of Game of Thrones again just to refresh your memory about certain characters and storylines.
Yeah, that's fine.
And this, that, and whatever.
Well, they started filming for House of Targaryen already. So that'll be there eventually.
I guess because the show is so
hated.
What, Game of Thrones?
Because of the last season.
Well, no, I guess because the show is so on a... You want to talk about flair for the theatrics, because it's so over the top.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's why that show is taking so long for it to come out.
Well, also when they rushed...
Production?
When they rushed their final season, I think we saw how people reacted to it.
Because, I mean, sure.
So but maybe they're taking their time with this one, making sure there's not Starbucks cups in the background.
Right. Or bottles of water.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, with like, the Power series, for example, they've gotten to a point where, and if you guys aren't watching Power.
Get on
it. If you guys are friends of mine and Bobby, let me tell you something. Me and Bobby are best friends.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of, I guess, the lives that we live, and they're not that different.
Mm-mm.
But, like, we come from two very different backgrounds. Mm-hmm. And we both love that show.
We meet in that Venn diagram on certain things. And there's other shows like that you'll watch that I probably will not have interest in. And I'm sure there's a lot of shows that I watch where you're like, I don't think I would ever watch that outside of like just hanging out or something like that. But yeah, Power is
watch, you don't watch shows like that though. You watch like sports and
sports, watch CNBC,
See, that's the thing. I don't mind watching CNBC and watching like Shark Tank and The Prophet, like Marcus Lemonis and all that shit. Like, I don't mind watching that. I'm
trying to think of something that I will admit to watching, like, on this podcast that you probably wouldn't watch. Maybe the Travel Channel shows, because I really like those.
So, I'm not opposed to watching them, though. It's just kind of like, it's not on my radar.
Okay.
If it's on, I'm like, I'll throw it on, because I've watched, like, some Gordon Ramsay, he's traveling to some country and he's hanging out with the people of that country, the natives, and making their customary foods and this, that, and the other.
Okay.
He almost tries to go beat Bobby Flay with it. So he's like, all right, teach me how to make this particular...
Only Gordon Ramsay would walk into like some random ass tribal like community and be like, I can do this better. Like, fuck you. Like,
but that's
how is his head not on a stick?
But that's what he kind of does though.
It's on brand for him. I don't know.
I can't remember the name. Forgive me for not remembering the name of the show. But he does
that. I know what
that,
you're talking about.
But he goes to like these like countries and they make this whatever their customary food is, their delicacies, whatever. And he sees how they make it and he's like, you know what? I'm gonna take a stab at it. So I don't necessarily know if it's a beat.
Okay.
Beat them at their own.
Okay, game. So it's more of an homage than it is like, I see what you're doing here with this like bull-anus, but I can do it better.
A bull-anus.
Yeah.
So I mean, I guess that's what it is.
Okay.
But yeah, no. I mean, I'm honestly, dude, I watch like everything.
Yeah. Well, that yeah.
I'm kind of.
That's the thing though. You can go all the way to from anime all the way to Walking Dead, if you will.
Yeah. And everything in between.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So yeah, so it's Rabble Hole Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Pop culture, sports, music, food, cocktail, swag. Music and pop culture. Definitely talking a lot about that. By the way, music-wise, I think we had talked about it a few weeks ago. So obviously the whole thing with DaBaby and that whole thing kind of blew up in his face. I feel like he's starting to get legs and he's starting to slowly make a comeback because he had like a music video with Lil Wayne.
Okay.
And it was like the video was essentially like the Joker movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like the new one,
Joaquin Phoenix. Okay.
So he has like that movie. Well, he has that video. And it's supposed to be like a message about if you know somebody with mental health issues, yada yada yada. So I see what he's trying to do.
Is that what he's blaming the song?
No. I don't think that's what he's blaming.
Oh, okay. That's just his.
To, I think that's his like look, like I'm not just like a rapper that's just trying to make money and fuck girls and smoke weed. Like, I also have some level of standards and morals. I guess that's my opinion.
Okay. Do you believe it?
I mean, I gotta take it for face value.
Okay.
You know, you want to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Mm-hmm.
And you also got Lil Wayne for it. So, I mean, like, that right there, you don't get no bigger than Lil Wayne. True. Whose birthday actually just recently passed, too. But, so he's trying to make his little comeback. Okay. I remember when that whole thing happened, everybody kind of, like, broke away from him.
Sure.
Like, all the artists that, like, they're like, oh, yeah, I remember they did a song with DaBaby. Like, Dua Lipa. Dua Lipa did a song with Elton John.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it was PS1. There's another artist that's attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
They did this club version of the Elton John song.
Okay.
It's almost like an amalgamated Elton John song that they did, but they did a club version of it.
Okay.
Called Cold Heart Remix.
Okay. Not Tiny
Tim. This, Tim's. No.
Okay.
This song is... that I listen to that song, smash.
Okay.
It is a smash.
Sure. Okay.
But yeah, it's an amalgamated Elton John song, because it's like the Elton John song Sacrifice. Mm-hmm. And then it's also like the hook from Rocket Man.
Okay.
And they like kind of just combined it, put a club beat behind it.
Yeah.
It's actually like, I heard it the first time and I was like, you know, sometimes you hear a song first time and you're just not paying attention to it. You're not like locked in.
Right.
And I heard it again and I was like, this song is fantastic.
Right.
I'm like, are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
This song is smash. I'm surprised I don't hear it more.
Okay.
It's one of those.
Right.
But anyway, like I said, it's Monday.
No.
No, it's not Monday. No. I'm sorry.
No.
Did I say it was Monday before?
Yes.
I'm so sorry. No. All right, so here's the thing. To be fair, usually when I upload this, it's usually like Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday. It's Thursday.
Yeah.
I am so sorry. Mm-hmm. It's Thursday, September 30th. What am I doing? I'm so used to, like, I'm
That's always been the staple, though.
Yeah, I've been, I've been, you know, robot trained to be like Monday this day. It's right. Thursday.
Mm-hmm. We love Thursdays too.
Oh, Thursdays is, you know, it's Friday Junior or Friday Eve, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I mean, obviously Throwback Thursday.
Sure.
But it's the unofficial
Thursday.
Right.
Sure.
It's the unofficial start of the weekend.
Okay. So this is like pre-Hot Girl Weekend.
This is like, she's getting ready in the mirror right now.
Love that.
Yeah, she's getting ready in the mirror.
Okay.
She's got her music playing.
Sure.
She's
maybe a cocktail next to her, doing her makeup.
Right. Probably a High Noon.
Sure.
Just you know, got music going. Maybe got a little something in a pen that she's about to smoke.
By the way, now that you're a bar manager, is there any way we get this sponsored by one of your vendors?
It's hey, listen, Kevin Garnett, anything's possible.
The fun part will be is like, you know what? I've always been a real big proponent of High Noon. You're like, you know what? Actually, I really like Bud Light Seltzer.
Hey, listen, whoever would want to sponsor
that's
us,
it.
That's who we'll hop on board with.
We will figure out a way to fit Tuaca into this podcast at least three times.
Yes. And
how do you feel about Galliano? You're like, this podcast sucks. Like,
I was like, I love West Indies. Yeah,
right.
How do I feel about Galliano? It's like,
sure.
Have you ever had a Harvey Wallbanger before? It's fantastic. But it's Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I know, Kev, what are you doing? It's Thursday. Don't you normally work? Here's what happened. No, I didn't get fired.
Yo. I was going to say, I'm grand opening, grand closing.
Yeah, like,
well, fuck, that was quick.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, they just gave me Thursday off because it's going to be a busy weekend at the Stage House Tavern.
It's Oktoberfest.
Coming up. Yeah, it's Oktoberfest.
Sure.
And also they have something called Scotch Plains Day.
I thought that was last week.
It's this week.
Oh.
Well, this Sunday, to be exact.
Oh.
So I'm going to be there pretty much after today. I'm going to be there pretty much every day till Tuesday.
Gotcha.
So it is what it is. So I'm enjoying
Thursday. You also were covering for one of the other managers who recently gotten married. So I'm assuming that you probably picked up extra shifts. Just, you know, everyone did. It wasn't just you.
Yeah, it's understood.
Same way when you go away the next time, he'll pick up some shifts for you. But like,
I feel like the only thing that I've learned from this is like, I guess I have to take some vacation so I'm not there every single day.
Is that, well, here's the thing. Is it, they're just going to schedule you in theory as much as you want to work, or, and they won't really kind of give you the requisite numbers of days off unless you're like, hey, I'm going away for a weekend. Like, leave me alone.
No. No, it's, I'm usually scheduled 5 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
Depending upon the situation, depending on how many managers are there, if somebody's away or this, that, and the other. Sometimes it could jump to six.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll always give me 2 days off, and they'll make sure that they're implemented into the week.
Right.
Sometimes it's like a long stretch. So like, let's say I'm off 2 days, and then I work the next nine, and then after that, I get two more.
So sometimes it's
something like that.
At least they still take care of it. And I understand, too, obviously staffing's probably light. Everyone's kind of stretched a little bit thin still. You're still coming out of a pandemic, and people maybe still aren't comfortable coming back to work or don't want to work for what is being offered or whatever the reason is. I can imagine that's probably part of it, too, is, having a hard time
getting good people there, keeping good people there. So
sure.
When you find one, guess what? Now you get to work 9 days in a row.
Yeah, I know.
Happy Scotch Plains Day.
I've come into that position where it's, I've exceeded the expectations, I think, of what they had of me, which is great.
That's awesome.
But at the same time, you start falling into that thing. Like I've noticed, in the past with managers, the really, really good ones, they leave because they're like, oh, I can make more money elsewhere.
Sure.
The bad ones get fired.
Of course.
And then the ones that are kind of just in the middle, those are the ones that kind of coast.
Right.
That's how it used to be.
Sure.
I feel like it's not like that anymore because now with the pandemic and everything that's happened in the last year and a half, the rules have kind of changed.
Mm-hmm.
I just make sure that when I go in there, I try to just do the best job possible. That's all.
That's all you can do. And from everything I've heard, from everything I've seen, I have criticisms, i.e. like when my bar pie cost full price and it wasn't half off. But no, everyone I've talked to, not that I talked to many people there, outside of you really, but everyone has said how much better it's been with you there. So,
well, that's good.
That's
good.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes you don't feel that way. Sometimes you wake up and it's like,
That's what you would call it, though. That's that valley of the week. Sometimes, I guess. If nothing else, it's also just probably you're on your seventh of 9 days and you're like, am I doing a good job anymore? Am I just phoning this in? Fuck am I doing? You know what I mean? But
I tell you what, when I get to that ninth day, I'm ready to go. In that sense of I'm ready to pop. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to spaz on somebody.
Am I done yet for your benefit? Am I done yet?
will I ever do it?
No, you have more control.
But you know what it is? Little things pop out.
Sure.
Not necessarily.
Sure.
Because, and I'll tell you this, and this could be related to not even necessarily just with work, but just in life.
Of course.
Every once in a while, people will, and listen, we're all guilty of it. Sometimes you say things and you don't mean it to sound a certain way, but it comes out sounding.
Of course.
More offensive or whatever than it is.
Mm-hmm. Did I do that to you?
I'm sure you have, but.
No, I'm saying in the past 2 weeks.
In the past 2 weeks? No.
Okay, good.
But I'm sure we all have. I'm sure I've done it to you.
Oh, no, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Oh, that, yeah.
I'm sure I've done. I might have. I probably have.
I doubt it.
I'm pretty sure I have.
You're, for most part, amongst everyone I know, you're probably the most even-keeled person.
I try to be.
To most situations. Now, don't get me wrong. Are there going to be those times where we're going to kind of maybe exaggerate a little bit and vent in that aspect? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But in terms of me and you, no, you're probably the most even-keeled person.
Okay.
It's, well, that was always something, too. Bless her little heart, but Vanessa Stickles, that was her thing for a while. It was just a poke at every single one of your buttons to try to get you mad, and it never worked. For the longest time, she was just like, I want to see you mad. And I'm like, well, I don't think you do. Not that I've ever seen you mad, but I'm like, I don't think you do. And she would just pick at you, not aggressively or maliciously.
Right.
Never in that sense. And I don't think you ever did. I don't think you ever snapped. You probably should have, at least a couple times. At least put the baby powder in your hand to let her know that, I have this side. Don't ever actually do it because we don't raise hands to women. But, just put the baby powder in the hand. Look, just letting you know, there is this side of me. Don't bring it out. This is one of those things that's not getting put in the podcast.
This is 1,000% getting put in. But, but yeah, so what'll happen is that every once in a while, I'll just talk to people at the bar or whatever like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes they say stuff and it's wow, that like, maybe that's not how you meant it.
Sure.
But you're kind of being a dick right now.
Right.
And
right.
Then I have to now be a dick back.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when, like, the realization comes in, like, oh, that's not what I meant. That's not how I meant it.
Right.
Whatever.
Right.
And I was like, well, you know. And then I just kind of, like, walk away. This is usually on the 9th day.
Yes.
So, like.
Ah, yeah. Exactly.
So, like, you know, so for anybody listening out there, all the people that do listen, first off, thank you.
Yes.
If you know that it's my 9th day of work, do not say anything slick to me because I will, like, mm-hmm. fucking fire back at you. Just throwing that out there now. Listen, you want to have a nice conversation and we can sit and we can talk and, sure. and pal around joke?
Right.
I'm all for it. But if you say something, like, sideways to me, like, mm-hmm. you're going to get, like, side eye for me and you're going to be like, whoa, like.
Yeah.
And then I'll walk away. And then I'll feel terrible because I was like, I can't believe I just did that to somebody. But then I'll also realize, I was like, well, they kind of deserved it.
Mm-hmm. It's happy hour from 5 to 7 on the door. That 9th day, it ain't happy hour in here.
No.
It's just hour.
It's 36, by the way. Happy hour.
Is it really?
Yeah.
So it's often I drive by.
It's all right.
It's happy hour every time I walk in that place.
I do. Every. That's true. Mm-hmm. That's the way you should feel.
It is.
I do, you know, people do, you know, like you were talking about people complaining about the food prices, everything mm-hmm. like that. I will say this, and I don't want to go too in-depth with it.
Mm-hmm.
I think people also have to realize that there was a pandemic. There's still a pandemic for a year that going on to getting close to almost 2 years.
Right.
Food prices, costs of things, mm-hmm. costs of goods, just ordering things. Mm-hmm. All those prices have gone up.
Oh, no, 1,000%. I didn't give you shit because it's funny.
No, I know, but I almost want to put it out there just so that people, it's like, listen, if we had the ability to have food specials, and this isn't even just us. This is just pretty much restaurants and bars in general.
This is any good across the board. Like, the big thing right now, as silly as it is, the price of jeans have gone up a lot and people are freaking out. But, like, everything has gone up. Everything. Go into a 7-Eleven or a Wawa or a convenience store and look at the rows that aren't filled. It's not because they're sold out or because people want them that bad. It's because you can't get them.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do about that. Like, it sucks. Like, again, I bust your chops because I got my what used to be, and I'll just make up the numbers because I don't remember what it was, and frankly, I was too drunk to remember what I paid for my tent the last time anyway. I'm just happy I paid it. But because at the end of the day, I also know, too, like, there's going to come a point in time where I'm like, dude, like, as the bartender, fine, I put the money in the tab. And like, now I'm the boss. Like, fucking pay your tab. Stop leaving. But anyway, like, paying for what used to be that during football special $3 bar pie, and I was like, oh, why is this? What the fuck? But, yeah, but most common sense people are people with a semblance of idea of what's going on around the world. Understand that things cost more.
Yeah.
It's kind of the way it is.
I mean, that's the way it's going to be for a while now.
Not going to change for probably 18 months.
I was going to say, until things
yeah.
get to some level of normalcy. Yeah. More than they were now than, you know, more, you know, later. Yeah. Like, things have to kind of, like, reach a level of normalcy again. And you know what? You'll get your happy hour where, and maybe you'll get your $5 bar pies, and maybe you'll get your $4 buffalo wings or whatever we used to have on special.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I feel like a lot of people don't. I've had people leave. People, like, they pull me to the side. It's like, hey, man, like, I want to be here, but, like, the food's, like, too expensive. But the thing is that what's going to happen is they're going to, maybe this is the first place they've gone to. And then they're going to go to that other bar. They're going to go to that other restaurant. They're going to see that they're doing the exact same thing. And then, the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. Right now, they're going in a circle. So they're going to go around a circle. They're going to go to this bar. They're going to go to this restaurant. Mm-hmm. They're going to see that it's not the product isn't as good, or it's just going to be just as expensive. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to find their way back home.
Yep.
It's fine.
You know what? I'm actually happy with the fact that they left and they didn't take it out on the bartender or the server.
They understand.
You know what I mean? That sense to, like,
it's weird how, like, people will understand certain aspects of the restaurant, and then other ones they just don't grasp.
Right.
But you mean, stuff like
you mean,
that.
You mean, like, when you're closing, you can't take, you know, your companion, if you will, into a single stall bathroom, and I'm assuming have some level of relations.
That was fantastic, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
If for all of you that don't know, so I was actually off the clock. I was sitting with a group of friends. We were watching The Walking Dead, mm-hmm. like we do, in our little back room area. And there's a bathroom back there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a one stall bathroom.
It's a family
unisex.
Restroom. Yeah.
So it's a family style bathroom, but it's just one stall. So obviously there's a changing room in there if you got to change diaper or whatever like that.
Yeah,
it's just
sure.
a bigger bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Like
yeah.
usually like it's a handicap accessible.
Right. Sure.
So everything. Yeah. So I'm sitting back there. I see this guy walk by.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. It's free country. You're allowed to use the bathroom.
Sure.
Walk by. Door closes.
Mm-hmm.
Girl walks by.
Sure.
Same bathroom. Door okay. closes.
The one stall.
The one stall.
Okay.
And me and the people that I'm with, half of them are people that I work with.
Sure.
Half of them are regulars
mm-hmm.
of friends of the people that we work with.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody, for the most part, either works there or is, you know, employee Jace in that sense.
Mm-hmm. They get the deal.
We're all looking at each other like, what the fuck just happened? And I was like, you know what? I'm going to give it like maybe like a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Because maybe there's something... Let's give people the benefit of the doubt. Maybe people aren't all scumbags. Maybe they're
this
legit.
This wasn't day nine, apparently.
Yeah, maybe they're legit having like a quick little like, hey, are you okay, blah, blah, blah. All right,
sure.
I'll be outside.
Right.
That minute turned into 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I grabbed my general manager, Dustin,
mm-hmm.
and banged on the door.
Right.
And, you know, they're like, yeah. I was like, yeah, you got to get the fuck out.
Right.
I didn't say get the fuck out, but I was like,
right,
you guys got to get out.
Right.
What are you guys doing?
Mm-hmm.
Bang on the door again. And then the girl comes out. Girl's all, like, nasty. Like, okay, like, I'm out. And, like, walks away.
Mm-hmm.
She was wearing a Giants sweatshirt, too. I'm sorry, the Giants fucking suck right now.
Mm-hmm.
Jets suck, too. But for different reasons.
Yeah.
And then the guy comes out, and he's all like, who's the asshole that knocked on the door? First off, timeout right there. Zach Morris timeout.
Right.
You just went into a single-stall bathroom in a public restaurant with someone of the opposite sex.
Correct.
To... For the most part, like, no offense, worked in this industry a long enough time. And
yeah.
if you didn't work in this industry a long enough time, you probably know usually when two people go into the bathroom, whether it be two guys, two girls, whatever like that, chances are they're probably doing some level of drugs.
Right.
They're probably doing lines of coke on the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why you will always see these novelty signs of, please don't do coke in our bathroom.
Yes.
And sometimes they have them hanging up depending on what bar or
mm-hmm.
restaurant you go to.
Right.
Or even somebody's apartment.
Mm-hmm.
So they're probably doing drugs in the bathroom. But now, it's a guy and a girl. So now you have to add the element of, oh, they could be, she could be giving this guy a blowjob.
Sure.
They could be having sex
sure.
in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Either way, both are not okay.
Correct.
You can't do either one.
No.
So you gotta get the fuck out.
Yes.
Like, respect our
respect
fucking
the establishment.
Place.
Yeah.
Yeah, respect the establishment. Now, mind you, listen, I get it.
Sure.
I do not throw stones. You
no.
know, I live in a glass house too.
Sure.
I've been there. I've done that. I've got the t-shirt.
Sorry, what but Fridays?
Yes. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen the movie.
Right.
The book's better. I get it.
Yeah, the movie's better.
That depends.
Yeah.
But I understand what's going on,
mm-hmm.
but you can't do it here.
No.
And
especially not with like half the fucking staff that just worked.
And that's what's even worse about it. That's what's even worse about it because
mm-hmm.
cause then on top of that, it's not like... It was just me who saw you. It was 10 other people.
Right.
So now it's like, dude, like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
And he's all ready to, like, he's all huffing and puffing. Because, you know, he's angry, but he's also embarrassed.
Sure.
And it's control, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, and he apologizes, but he's still kind of a dick about it.
Right.
He's like, oh, you know, I'm sorry, blah, 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 this, that, the other. But, like, it wasn't even like, I'm sorry of what I did. It's like, I'm sorry I got caught.
Right.
Like,
I'm sorry
boxes.
You happened to be watching TV where I was going to go try to get laid.
I was like, why would you walk by a table full of people? That's like no fucks given, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
It's no fucks given.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's one of the many things that you'll deal with. For all the great stories that I have
sure.
interacting with people and people complimenting the place and this, that, and the other, you always have these couple that happen too. And it was like a Sunday night. It's the end of the night because Walking
mm-hmm.
Dead starts at 9. So, like, this
right.
is probably around 9:30, 10 o'clock at night now.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. I don't know. What are you going to do? I get it. Like I said, I've been there.
Just go do it in your car.
Or you know what you could have did? You probably could have used one of the other bathrooms where there weren't people at.
Yeah.
I'm not condoning it, but I'm just saying, if you're really trying to get it in like that, yeah, go to your car.
Mm-hmm.
Or... You could have went to one of the other bathrooms where there weren't people around at.
Knowing the restaurant business the way that I do and knowing your restaurant as vaguely as I do. I can think of three other places where there weren't 10 people where I could have gotten it in and with minimal interruption.
Sure. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You just, like, you better be fucking quick. You better not have any whiskey, dude, because if you do, you're going to get caught.
That's what the cocaine's for.
This is also true.
Yeah.
This is also true.
From what I've heard.
To wake it up a little bit.
Correct, yeah.
Little flick there.
It's like, whatchamacallit, it's like smelling salts, like right before the game.
It's like Popeye with the spinach.
Yeah, ready to go, little guy?
Yeah, it's just, yeah. Yep. It's just all of a sudden, it's just a big anchor and anchor, yeah. Anchor and forearm and right? Fist clench. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Rabbit Hole Podcast. This is Kevin at Kevin D, K Diddy. It's Bobby at Our Hands. He's in the tea with me. And just catching up.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't done one of these in a while because obviously busy, work, good busy.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's Thursday. It's beautiful outside. It is. It's really. It turned out to be a really nice day. It's mm-hmm. gorgeous outside. It's Ana de Armas in a little black dress with a machine gun, like James Bond,
just
007
that,
style.
That good of a day, huh?
Oh yeah. Okay. Oh yeah. Okay. It's like that nice like crisp air. Mm-hmm. It's like a nice little breeze.
Yep.
Oh, it's great.
And a machine gun.
And a machine gun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think she had like an AK-47. I think she had an Uzi.
Sure.
She had like a little Uzi with like a little black dress on with the slit all the way up there. Oh, yeah. Just gorgeous.
Perfect.
And just catching up with Bobby here. And, mm-hmm. you know, obviously when you work a lot, all of your errands and things like that just kind of get put on the back burner. So, like, today, like, I was doing a shit ton of laundry.
Of course, right.
Shit ton of laundry, cleaning the apartment as best as I can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously you're coming over. This actually gives me a reason to clean.
Sure.
Because I know that you'll be by.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you could probably eat on the floor right now in this apartment.
Okay.
Maybe like 5 second rule.
Okay.
Maybe 10 second rule. Probably.
In fairness, on your long binge of work, you're not here. So I could still probably get like a 2 or 3 second rule if I drop something on your floor. Because it's not like you're here. It's not like you're doing, you know what I mean? Like, at this point in time, you literally just have a place to sleep at that point.
This is sure.
But, yeah, no, I could definitely see the laundry aspect, though, piling up a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Would you eat something off the floor?
Like, are we going to do that right now?
No. I'm just asking questions.
It depends on what it is.
Okay.
If it has a sauce, no. If it's something like self-enclosed, like put it this way, like if an empanada from like Empanada Mama fell on the ground on your floor, I would eat it in a heartbeat. I would brush it off, kiss it up to God, and eat the shit out of it.
Yeah.
If it was a chicken wing, probably not, because it has sauce. It's now on the ground, it has more of an opportunity to pick something up, and at that point in time, I'd just go to one of the other overpriced wings.
I got you.
Mm-hmm. Would you? It's your in fairness, it's your house, so I feel like you'd probably be more willing to do that.
I mean, here's the thing, and I feel like a lot of people need to have this stance.
Mm-hmm.
If something falls on the floor, I'm gonna eat it.
Okay.
Like 5 seconds.
No matter what,
10 second rule.
What if it's like a lollipop? Again, or something with a sauce, or like what if it's like, you know, like a meatball?
Okay. With the stipulations of there being some level of a sauce or something like that, mm-hmm. then yeah, in that case, no. You know what? I don't know. I would eat around it.
Okay.
Right. I would eat around. I mean, here's the thing. And this is, I think, what a lot of people might have to just, like, really, like, put into their head sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Like, oh, you eat something off the floor. That's disgusting. It's like, I mean, for what it's worth, like, excuse my language. Suck my tongue up. So if something falls on the ground.
Yeah,
if something falls on the ground, I'm like, I'm not going to eat it. Like,
I don't want the brown spot on the banana. Yeah, it's like, you've tongue punched a
bit. Yeah, I'm like, no, I'm going to eat it.
Now, is that only in your house?
No.
Or someone of equal cleanliness?
No, I've definitely dropped something at Stage House. I've definitely just dropped something on the floor of Stage House tap.
But not your barber. Okay, got it.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Got him.
But I mean, like, yeah, so okay. Like I've dropped something on the ground. Just like, yeah, do a little blow off and just eat it.
Does it also depend upon what it is in terms of, like, rarity? So if it's like the most amazing fucking sandwich, like if it was like the rooster spin chicken or the sweet chicken sandwich, or like just one of those things where you're like, fuck, I want this whole fucking thing, and like the last bite drops on the floor. Like I'm more willing to pick that up
and be like, no, I have to have it. You know what I mean?
I'd probably eat it.
Rather than just like, oh, it's a second French fry of like my, you know, McDonald's. I'm
yeah.
like,
I'd probably eat it. I don't really like, dude, it's just,
okay.
like, I get it. Like, it's like, oh, germs, whatever, man. Like, guys, you're going to be fine, okay? Yeah. Like, the same people that are talking about, like just like what we were talking about, like, before. It's like, the same people like, oh, there's a ladybug fell in my salad. The same people that are doing fucking lines of cocaine in the fucking bathroom.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's the Chris Rock, thing in his stand-up, the quote that he had. He was just like, the same people talk about that red meat will kill you, shooting up heroin.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you got these people like, oh, there's a hair in my food. It's like, you just smoke crack cocaine.
Right. Yeah. No. Like, with the blue vial, the red vial.
Yo, the straight blue caps.
Right?
That Raising Cane and shit.
Mm-hmm.
The bad shit is the good shit.
Yeah. You cut it too much.
Like, you smoke that shit.
Right.
And you're talking about there's a hair in your food. I'm mm-hmm. like, get the fuck out of here.
Right?
You got bigger fish to fry.
Watch Raising Cane.
Yes, watch Raising Cane. If anything, if anything from this podcast you can take away from, watch Raising Cane.
He's got a new one out. BFM, Black Family Mafia.
Yes, the BMF.
Black Mafia Family?
Yes.
Okay. All
right. It's based off of real events. So I mean.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I will get around to seeing it.
Yeah.
Because I know, like, with, like, shows like that, like, I know they're, like, Narcos. And Narcos is based off of, what's his face? Pablo Escobar.
Okay.
So, like, it's based off of, I'm curious to know how much it's based off of it mm-hmm. and how much of it
okay.
is added.
Right.
But, yeah, they, 50 Cent knows what he's doing, man. He makes these shows and they're hits. Actually, it's funny because we'll stay on the Power trend for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So Power obviously has the multiple books.
Mm-hmm.
So now they have Power, which is, you know, the original, I guess that would be Power Book 1.
Mm-hmm.
And then Power Book 2 is Ghost, mm-hmm. which is coming back November 21st.
Okay.
Give it a little time between Power Book 3, Raising Kanan, which just ended.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing that thing that Walking Dead does now, which I like. So as soon as one series ends,
you get a couple start, weeks, and then you get you another
give, they give you like a little here. Break. And then they bring back the other spin-off show.
So now, how do you think they'll do it after that then? Do you think it'll end up being then Power Book 2, Power Book Season 2, Ghost, or Ghost Season 2, and then they'll move to another first one? So, like, it could end up being the cop guy, the Omar, whoever it was.
From what I've been looking at,
mm-hmm.
it looks like they're going to go to Power Book 4. And Power Book 4 okay. is Force. That's the name of the okay. Power Book.
That's one with Tommy.
That's one with Tommy, which right. originally was supposed to be Power Book 5.
Okay.
But now I think they changed it to Power Book 4. There's rumors that they might not do Power Book 5.
Really?
Yeah. There's rumors that they might not do the Lorenz Tate Power Book.
Out of all of them, that was the least one that I cared about.
Yeah, I agree too.
Yeah.
But that's what it looks like. There's speculations that as soon as Power Book to Ghost Season 2 is done,
mm-hmm.
it'll be a little bit of time, and then January Power Book 4 Force.
Dang it.
That's the rumors.
Okay. I would prefer that, because again, I'm not really big on the Lorenz Tate character. That was the one I cared about the least anyway.
Yeah.
So
I mean, you know,
yeah.
it's still I'm sure they'll still make it entertaining. But out of the bunch, uh-huh. it's like Game of Thrones when they had the Bran Stark story arc.
Right.
I felt like that was kind of like the weakest one out of the bunch.
Yeah.
But then obviously at the end, he ends up becoming, sorry guys, spoiler alert,
it's
he becomes
years,
like,
years old.
You know, the ruler of Westeros.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
It is what it is. But yeah, it's going to sure. it's gonna be good, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be good. These power books are... I'm glad I was able to get on board, catch up as quickly as I was able to.
Mm-hmm. You were all caught up on Raising Kanan then?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. His ass is heading to D.C.
Yeah. And his mom sent him there.
Yeah.
Something happened.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that reminds me of it going back to, like, when in the Power series, when the Kanan character, he got, like, Ghost, like, fucked him up or whatever.
Oh,
like
and
that.
He fucking lit him on fire.
Yeah, and he went
to
D.C.
He went down there with Fine Jukebox.
Yeah, and he went to D.C. So, I feel like that's one of those...
By the way, where does his last name come from? Because it's not from his mom.
His last name was like, I think it was like Raj Tom, like Raquel Thomas.
Because
her last name's not Stark. Is it the cop? Her, his father?
Yeah, they call him Kane Stark on the show, right? No, I'm just thinking in this.
Oh, Raising Kane. In this particular book, I don't think they've ever called him Stark.
They just call him Kanan?
Yeah.
I'd have to double check that.
Yeah. See, this is why I want to go back and watch it, because I want to hear if like the cop's name is Stark or something like that, or if he ends up getting that last, because you got to take that last name somewhere.
Yeah.
Where'd it come from?
Yeah.
So.
That's probably what season two. Season two.
That's it.
Will bring. You know. Anyway.
We should get 50 on the podcast.
What's that?
We should get 50 on the podcast.
I would love to get 50 on the podcast. Okay. I don't even think we're anywhere on his radar.
No, our best we could probably do is like 48 cents.
48 cents?
Yeah.
2 pennies?
Mm-hmm.
But it's the Rabbit Hole Podcast, just hanging out.
We haven't talked about food. Eminem has takeout spaghetti.
I saw that. So what is that? That's like a pop-up?
I think it's like a legit restaurant. I just think he's bored.
That's an Eminem, like that's his thing. That's not just somebody like doing a pop up. Like he's behind it. He's like, okay.
I didn't know that picture. I sent you was from his social media.
Apparently, Eminem is opening a restaurant called Mom's Spaghetti in Detroit.
Of course.
Which, obviously, if the great song "Lose Yourself" from the 8 Mile, that's you want to talk about an album you probably haven't listened to in a while.
Sure.
Go listen to the 8 Mile album. That is a fantastic album.
Heck yeah, absolutely.
The movie's great.
Mm-hmm.
But the soundtrack, fantastic.
Yep.
And my whole thing about 8 Mile is you don't even have to watch like the entire movie. You can watch the first 20 minutes.
Yep.
Watch him fail at the beginning. Mm-hmm. And then just watch the end. Done. Yep. You're welcome. You just save yourself an hour and a half. You can watch literally like that movie in half an hour. You just watch the beginning and the end and you're good. The middle is not even necessary. It's great for character development and relationships and dialogue. But literally, you could get the exact same feelings from the beginning of that movie and the end of that movie.
Yeah.
If you just, you know, it's like if you're watching it on DVD, if DVDs are, or if things are chaptered on depending on whatever platform you watch it on, Netflix or Amazon, if it's chapter to chapter, you probably watch like chapter 1 and 2 and then skip to whatever the last chapters are before the credits, probably like chapter like 23, and just watch it from there.
And if you wonder why Chair Bob has a crutch, he shot himself. That's it.
Done. But that's even explained in the rap battle.
Oh, true.
Other rappers.
Yeah.
So like it's already explained. So you really don't have to watch.
No.
Yeah. Why is Brittany Murphy giving Eminem the middle finger? Don't worry about it.
You'll find out.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Brittany Murphy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to see Anthony Mackie turn into Black Captain America? Watch this movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which proves that even Captain America can't beat Eminem.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all.
I wonder what happened if he would have won that rap battle. Would he have then turned into Captain America? Like, would that arc have happened?
I like the fact that we're considering the movie 8 Mile in the same universe as the MCU.
It's a prequel.
it's like the 8 Mile movie somehow is part of the MCU somehow.
Yeah.
Makes sense. It's funny.
Sure.
You know, but it's just like, it's good. It's good. But yeah, so you talk about food. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I am getting hungry. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out what I actually had to dump a bunch of food out of my fridge that just went bad. I was like, shit. I forgot about this. It's like, I guess one of the perks of working in a restaurant like that. Mm-hmm. It's just like I usually just take food home.
Right.
And sometimes I eat it when I get home. Sometimes I don't. Yeah. And I was like, I'll leave tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'll eat the next day. The next thing you know, like, fuck.
Right.
I'm like going through a bag. Like, fuck. I forgot I had this here. And then sometimes I don't feel like having food from a restaurant because I've been like going to the gym like a little more heavier again.
Mm-hmm.
So like I'll stop at McDonald's. By the way, on a side note, McDonald's has this like 2 for $6 meal that they sometimes advertise that they have it, but they don't really advertise it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to just like order the stuff, but they have it because I went there and you can get a 10-piece nugget and a Big Mac for $6.
Huh?
Yes.
But yeah, we have to worry about supply chain issues.
You know, when you're a billion-dollar corporation like a McDonald's, I think you can get away with it.
Yeah, I'm assuming, I guess, there's not a shortage of horse nipples or whatever.
Those horse nipples taste good.
Sweet sour sauce.
With some sweet sour sauce?
Yeah.
It's a barbecue?
I am not above. Absolutely not.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. The Burger King ones are a complete little asshole. Like, those are dog treats. I'm sorry.
You don't like the Burger King? I like chicken the nuggets, Burger King though. Nuggets.
There's things I like from Burger King that I don't like from, like, I prefer. Like, I think the chicken sandwich from Burger King is better than the one from McDonald's. But, like, if I'm going to go nuggets, I'm either going to... Top is... and I'm not including, like, Chick-fil-A, like, God's Nuggets, like, whatever. Wendy's, then... McDonald's.
Well, Chick-fil-A, that's one of those where it's like...
It's God's Nuggets.
It's what's
God's,
that?
That's God's chicken.
Well, yes, but it's also one of those where it's like... It's like, well, we're going to Chick-fil-A today. Like,
oh, yeah.
It's it's not in the same hierarchy of fast food.
You have to search it out a little more to it. You gotta, every street.
Yeah, you got to go out of your way to get it. It's not just like... Mm-hmm. McDonald's is around the corner.
Everywhere.
Yeah,
every corner.
McDonald's is around the corner. Mm-hmm. Like Burger King, Taco Bell, places like that, they're around the corner.
Yep.
But at Chick-fil-A, you gotta like transit. Like, you gotta drive to that shit. And then it's like, all right, what are we getting? And you get into the Easy Pass lane, and you wait to get to the toll booth, and then they have like the people with their iPads and the tablets, like, what would you like? This, that, and the other, blah, 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 blah. I will say this, the nuggets there are very good because they're like actual like nuggets of chicken.
Well, yeah. Yeah. It's nice when what it claims to be is what it actually is.
And the sauce is, have you had Chick-fil-A?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Have you had it recently?
Recently, no. I haven't had it in probably years.
I like the Polynesian sauce. The Polynesian sauce is pretty good.
It's like not jacked up sweet and sour.
It's kind of like a sweet and sour.
Okay.
But they also have like a sriracha sweet and sour.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the Polynesian sauce is pretty fun. All right. And they have Chick-fil-A sauce, which essentially is just like, it's like ranch and honey mustard, like, mixed together or some shit, which isn't bad. I usually get like one of each sauce. I'm like, can I get just one of each sauce?
You can buy that now, like in ShopRite, Chick-fil-A sauce.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Like, you can buy ketchup or like mustard or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I would just buy the Polynesian sauce.
I don't think they've gotten that far yet.
They haven't gotten there yet.
Well, it's what happens when you don't work Sundays. Everything gets delayed a little bit. Can't figure it all out.
I suppose.
Give the people what they want. Polynesian sauce 7 days a week.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah, I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, Chick-fil-A is, you know what, like, I get it. Mm-hmm. I've gone there and I was like, okay, I get it.
Yeah. Their fries are underwhelming to me, though.
I don't get the fries. That's the one thing I don't get from there.
Okay.
I got their mac and cheese.
Sure.
Yeah, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
For like, a fast food chain mac and cheese, better than KFC or Popeyes.
Sure.
Everything that they have there, I guess with the exception of the fries. Well, you don't like the waffle fries.
Mm-mm.
Oh, really?
Nope.
See, that is a unpopular opinion right there.
I'm okay with a lot of people being wrong. That's fine.
But I mean, I'm just telling you.
Nope.
A lot of people are like, waffle fries, waffle fries, waffle fries.
Five Guys, Arby's, Old Bay, or the Cajun ones.
Yes.
And McDonald's.
Oh.
That order.
Got it.
Yep.
Got it. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
That's a place you really have to search out. An Arby's?
There's one Arby's near us, but besides that one...
I can't think of another one.
There's not... Yeah. I don't
maybe
know
maybe down 22 near like Union
you
or
have
something.
That one Arby's.
Yeah, the one up from Watchung.
Yes.
I can't think of another one.
It's probably in areas that you probably wouldn't want to go to anyway.
Fair enough.
On both ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, I really don't like going to Watchung anymore either.
No, yeah. But I mean, it's probably like a place like that. It's probably like, realistically speaking, like it's either in, you know, white trash America or like in like the depths of the hood. And either one, I don't want
to
be a part
of. No, thank you. And if you're going to go to the depths of the hood, just go to the chicken spot anyway. Like,
well, yeah, you go to the hood, fuck Arby's.
Just go there.
Yeah, you're going to a chicken and pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Some level of fried, you know, it'll just say fried chicken on the outside of the building.
Yeah, no
just
name.
Just go there.
Just fried chicken.
Yeah, fried chicken or Crown Chicken and Pizza or one of these spots. Just go there. If you're going to risk it, you might as well get the best possible thing there.
You got to risk it for the biscuit, baby.
Right.
Of course.
You know what I mean? It's like, if you're going to the hood, you want to make sure, if you're going to the hood, you want to go there for a 10. Not going there for like a 4.
No, yeah.
You're going there for a 10.
You're going to potentially put your life on the line for... Four?
Yeah.
No.
Even like, you know, like a soft 6. It's like, no, I'm going there for a 10.
Mm-hmm. Even 2 threes. Fuck that.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, this is... That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of tents.
Okay. Here we go.
I went on a, yeah, I know you've been waiting for this. Bobby's rubbing his hands together salivating because he's like, I know you got something, you got a story for me. So I actually went on a lunch date with a nice young lady.
Okay.
Recently.
Does she know you have a podcast?
She does now. So I went on a lunch date. It was funny because it was actually there. I was just like, you know, the usual, when I'm at work. Mm-hmm. And you get to that certain point in the night where, like, pretty much you're done.
Yeah.
I'm just up in the office. The money's counted. Everything's good to go. I'm about to leave. You know, spend a couple minutes just, even before work. Just go on like, Tinder or, like, OkCupid or, you know, a couple of sites that I have accounts on. Mm-hmm. I'll just do a quick couple slides, slide left, slide right, slide left. Mm-hmm. I'm doing the cha-cha slide on a dating app. Mm-hmm. So I, you know, come across someone. I was like, oh, that girl's cute. That girl's cute. That girl's cute. I was like, all right, yeah. And so I was like, oh, that girl's got cute. And I was like, slide. It was just like, oh, you match. And usually, when I get to this point in Tinder, I'm just like, all right, I match. Are you a real person?
Right.
Are you a bot?
Right.
Because a lot of times, yeah. It's like, follow me on Snapchat, and then they have a link, mm-hmm. And I'm like,
whatever. This is my OnlyFans,
right? Would be, I guess. So it wasn't any of that. Well, I mean, like, for what it's worth, like, the person, like, they looked like they're attractive looking person. Nice. They look like a normal person. You know,
there
sometimes
you go.
When, like,
there you
when,
go.
Like, sometimes when the girls look a little too done up,
yeah, you can almost kind of tell.
It's like, all right, what's your game? So whatever. So like, mm-hmm. We were messaging each other back and forth on Tinder.
Okay.
And I was just like, okay, and like, it gets to that point when you're on Tinder. It's like, all right, do you wanna like? It's like the equivalent of hanging out at the bar.
Right.
It's like you're talking to a girl. It's like, hey, you want to get out of here?
Right.
It doesn't necessarily mean you're gonna go hook up. It's just kind of like, let's change scenery.
Right.
And then at that point, that's where it's like, hey, here's my number. Shoot me a text. Let me know. Shoot me a text and
keep
it going from there.
Sure.
I don't want to keep going to an app to talk to this person. Like, let's just talk to each
Fair
other
enough.
On the phone.
Sure.
So we did that for a little bit.
Okay.
Learned a bunch about her. Mm-hmm. Learned a bunch about me. And it was. It was funny because at one point I had mentioned, I was like, hey, you know, like, you want to go grab coffee?
Right.
And she was like, I don't know if she was serious or if she was like joking. She was like, oh, you move a little fast, huh? Blah, blah. You want to go get coffee?
She's not going to do that thing to your butt you want.
And it was, she was like, yeah. I was like, you know, like, blah, blah. I was like, okay. I was like, I'm not trying to, I think she was like trying to be funny, but at the same time, I don't know.
Dry sarcasm, if you don't know the person, comes off tough on text message.
Well, the problem is that emotion doesn't translate on text message.
You have to that. You have to emoji or
you have to add that emoji or that LOL or that, you know, that ROFL or one of those. Because if you don't,
like, this wasn't day 9 for you.
Or yeah, right. Or you gotta do, like, if you have an iPhone, you have like those like additional like options to send the text message, mm-hmm. where you can send it like dramatically or one of those types of deals.
There are many ways to emote, to like express emotion. Dry sarcasm where you're just kind of expected to understand the punchline, never one of them.
Right. So I think that's what it was.
Okay.
But then, you know, I come to find out, like, one, she's older. Like, not even older. Like, I'm still older than her. Mm-hmm. But she's, like, an older person. She's, 38.
Okay.
She's 38. She has 2 kids.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. You know what I mean? You had a life before you hopped on Tinder. Mm-hmm. I get it. So, like, that's not... So there's a part of me that there's some apprehension because, obviously, you know, you don't know... You don't know me from a can of paint.
Sure.
I'm not going to bring you around my kids.
Of course,
you know what I mean? I get all that.
Mm-hmm.
But I also, you know, but I'm also trying to, like, express it. Like, hey, you know, like, I am a good guy. Like, mm-hmm. let's, you know, I want to know more about you. See what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And, we talked about some stuff and this, that, and the other. Like, just, like, kept it very, very light, casual conversation.
Sure.
There was something she had asked me. She was like, you know, like, are you looking for something, like, serious? You're just looking to have, like, fun, this, that, and the other. And I'm like, I'm kind of, like... I think at this point, like, I'm not looking for something serious. I mean, obviously, like, if fun comes my way, I'm not going to turn it down. If it's with somebody who like, I'm attracted to, and it's, like, you know, and there's some people who's like, well, you know, like, people at work, like, that's work. I'm not trying to mix that shit with work.
It's outside of the building, on that management
level, too. Outside of the building, totally different story.
Sure, of course.
But I'm just like... I guess at this point, like, I'm looking for a little something a little more stable, more serious.
Okay.
If fun comes my way, I'm not going to turn it down. Because as of right now, I'm still technically single.
Absolutely.
Know? Yeah, as is she.
Yeah.
So we, you know, this goes on for a couple of days. She was under the impression, she was like, how do I know that you say how do I know that the person I'm talking to is the person I see in the photos?
Right.
I think she thought to a certain extent out she was getting catfished.
Okay.
And I was just like, what?
Right.
She's like, yeah, like, how do I know, like, how do I know that that's you? And I was, I'll send you a photo.
Right.
It makes you feel any better.
You sent her a dick pic, didn't you?
I didn't send her a dick pic. Like, I didn't.
This is why I could not survive in this world single. I really couldn't. You'd be like, well, I can send you a picture of you, but, oh, that was not at all what I was expecting. I'm like, I'm me.
I sent her a photo because I told her like where I work and what I do and this and the other.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, all right, you know, I was like, you know what, I'm gonna send you a photo. Put your money. Apparently, she was watching this show on Netflix, Clickbait, and apparently, like, it mildly freaked her out.
Okay.
Which I guess is about like dating online and all that shit, and I guess all the ways it can go wrong. But I also know that, you know, catfishing, this, that, and the other. I get that.
It's a thing.
Yeah. First off, I'm kind of like I'm mildly flattered that you would think that it's like, oh, this guy can't look like this. He has to be fake.
Well, there's a little part of me also that's, and also be a nice guy.
Yeah, I was like, my head's not gonna fit through the door. I try to leave later, but I went out. I was like, all right, fine, because she knew I worked at Stage House. I stood outside Stage House. Mm-hmm. I flipped the camera around, took a photo of myself with my watch on.
Okay. So you can see date and time. Yeah.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And sent her that.
Mm-hmm.
She was actually very impressed. She was like, wow, and the watch.
Right.
She was like, the watch too? I was like, yep.
The Chinese people at the Chinese spot next to you, by the way, were laughing. They're like, what is this guy doing? Like, what is going on right now? It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
I was like, Hugs, shut the fuck up.
Fair enough.
And yeah, there are no there's no Chinese restaurant open at this point.
No,
they're long gone. And she actually sent me a photo of herself.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, okay, dope. Like, she did the exact same
thing.
I was like,
also, okay. It was not a dick pic.
It was not a dick pic. Thank God.
Good start.
Well, because it's also one of those things where, like, as much as you're like, how do I know you?
How do I know you're like, or not?
Now? Right. And then we just start flipping around, and then we play this game. So, you know, that okay. Obviously it goes, you know, text messages to send them, and then we finally were like, yo, let's go grab coffee. It's like, all right, okay. Let's pick this date, whatever, nice. Like that. Went to Bavella's in Mountainside, the Bavella's Cafe.
Okay.
By the way, short rib grilled cheese there. So they fucking good. Yeah.
Food?
They have food.
Oh,
there
shit.
Was a period of time where they didn't have food. Okay. They only had, like, treats.
Yeah.
You can get you know, you can get a coffee, you can get, like, and you can get, like, you know,
pastry
cookies, whatever have you.
Entire pie if you're having a bad day. Latte, entire, you know, apple crumble.
Hold on 1 second. Mm-hmm. Your Bobby's mic got lost. It's not you. It's me.
Okay.
Is your thing not plugged in? Is the light flashing?
Oh. Was slightly out, but the light never flashed. It just
give it a weird signal. Is it better now? Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay.
All right, cool.
Yep.
So, yeah, Bavella's has really, like, they have, like, a nice little, we've gone there before, like, me, Chuck, Katie, hashtag Chuck at Instagram.
Sure.
And we've gotten food there. Food is pretty solid, but it was, like, only open for, like, I think from, like, 9 to, like, 1.
Sure.
And then
when everyone wants a short rib grilled cheese at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
Okay.
And now they have a full menu, they have a bigger menu, and it's open pretty much from.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Their operating hours.
Still not gonna eat from there, but like non pastry stuff. It's like getting
They have a short rib skillet, which I had the one time. Okay. So fucking good.
Really?
Like poached egg on it. Yeah, it was.
It's like going to Adidas and being like, "Hi, I need a suit."
Yeah, try.
I know what you're really good at. Stick with that. You don't have to impress me. I'm still gonna get Adidas sneakers or whatever else it is. I like the three stripes. I'm fine with that. I don't need a tuxedo.
An Adidas tuxedo, depending on how they would make that, might be tough.
Your eyes just lit up too. You're like, wait a second. with the right accessory, I could make that work.
Oh, absolutely.
Challenge accepted.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, you're at Pavela's, staring longingly into her eye over a short rib grilled cheese skillet.
Well, first I was sitting there, I was waiting for her, and I was like, let me just beat her there. You know what I mean?
That's
like,
got the
table, nice whatever, like that. She came in. And it was one of those where I was just like,
I hope I'm yeah, start you're up. Looking. You're looking at every single person walking through there being like, oh. You judged every single person walking through that place.
Yep. And hold on. And she finally showed up, and it was just like, well, not finally showed up. She came in. She was like, yeah, I'm gonna call the mom. I was like, it's fine, whatever. So, you know, I'm sitting there, and I was just like, I'm like, where's this girl? And I saw this girl come, like, I saw a girl like dart by, like, in my peripheral. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that girl's kind of got a little body on her.
Sure.
And then it was the girl.
Please be her.
That's kind of what it was. And then she sat down. I was like, oh, thank God, that's her.
Right.
I was just like, okay, dope.
Right.
Not that that matters, but
physical chemistry matters.
It's the cherry on the sundae.
Sure.
And I was just like, okay, all right, cool. Mm-hmm. This is cool. Yeah.
Right.
So
that wasn't the main thing, obviously.
Of course not.
You know, if not, you wouldn't have gotten through the text conversations or the phone conversations or whatever.
Right. So we talked, we hung out, mm-hmm. and you know, it's like again that dry kind of like sarcastic humor which she has.
You kind of figured it out. We played some of the text messages, and you were like, "Oh, okay, so you were trying to be funny. You weren't just like a rude person. You were rude person."
But I also know, like, to my understanding, like she's from here. Mm-hmm. Family is Ukrainian.
Okay.
Speaks Russian.
Okay.
Was living in Brooklyn for a while and then moved to Jersey.
Okay.
So yeah. So she's cool. Like she's cool. Okay. Cool peoples. We're gonna plan to go out again.
Okay.
I mean, unfortunately, just with her because she has kids. Like she has a 16-year-old daughter.
Sure.
Yeah. I did the math. I was like, so you had no judgment. I was like, all right, so you had her when you were 22.
Yeah.
And I was even talking to her, where she was like, yeah, she's 16, this and that. I was like, okay. I was like, people probably think you're sisters.
Probably, yeah.
They probably don't think that you're her mom. They probably think that you're mm-hmm. sister.
Yeah.
Because she still looks young enough.
Shit comes to shit, too, by the way. If it doesn't work out, just wait 2 years.
Stop it. Stop.
Tell me in the darkest, deepest recesses of your mind, which every now and again I will actually bring out of you. You can't tell me at some point you weren't like, you know. Not like any type of like weird thing or whatever, but like, well, shit comes to shit in 2 years if it doesn't work out with her. Like, if you look like your mom, maybe you got a better, you know, chemistry or whatever it would be.
What do they say in Step Brothers? Like, in the one part in Step Brothers where was it the John C. Reilly character? Mm-hmm. His, like, dad gets remarried and I think it's like Mary Steenburgen or whatever it is. And he was just like, what if one day my new mom is walking down the stairs and I just come out the shower and I'm looking good. And I got a luscious V of hair from my chest hair down to my ball fro. Mm-hmm. And she's going to be like, hey, I've had the old bull. How about I have the young calf?
See?
It would be that part.
Right.
It's funny. That's the shit that I remember.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
it's very selective, my memory.
Good.
It's not to say that thought hasn't like darted across my mind.
Again.
I don't fantasize about it. I'm just like, well, and then it's really about it. And I let it go.
And that's why I'm here.
Yes.
To bring that verbally out of the recesses of your mind.
You're like a reverse Jiminy Cricket. You're like the worst version of a Jiminy Cricket I could have.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
I take that as a compliment. You're welcome.
Yes. So,
so good. So there's a second date.
There's a second date in the works. It's hopefully things work out. And listen, if things don't work out, then it's what it is.
Try to get into that.
Back to the drawing board.
Yeah.
But this is the farthest I think I've ever gotten with a Tinder date. Period.
Which I don't understand. You're a good looking guy, and that website was just made for like
three o'clock in the morning. It's like, I feel like there is a. I might have to read some Reddit pages, but I feel like there's like...
That's a rabbit. Yeah, don't go to work for 2 days.
But I feel like there's like certain things that you have to say on these sites mm-hmm. to get the results that you want. It can't just be like, hey, how are you?
The problem is, for a lot of those sites, I think you're too nice.
I probably am. It's probably that. Like any, I'm not aggressive.
Any of the screenshots you see or whatever, it's just like straight like frat fuckboy. Like it's not like, and that's just, again, as much as like we'll joke around, like neither of us have that in us to do that. To be just like a straight, you know, like a true ass like fuckboy. Like, as much as we joke around with it, it's just, it's not, like, when interacting with people that we don't know or feel excruciatingly comfortable with, it's just not something that would come out. So, your default, excuse me, as well, for the most part, is mine. Maybe every now and again I have that little bit of reverse Jiminy Cricket aspect to it, but your default is to be a nice guy. Not for nothing, it's what makes you a successful bar manager. Like, beyond being able to, like, not for nothing, most people can input a spreadsheet. It's the stuff you do outside of that is what makes you good at your job.
Sure.
And unfortunately, that doesn't work with a site like a Tinder, which is literally just like, hi, you know.
And I use Tinder as like just the broad scope, because this is even like with sites that aren't as you know, like Tinder, obviously. The whole reputation with Tinder is just like, okay, you just want to hook up.
Yeah.
And OkCupid is the one where it's like, all right, I kind of want a relationship. And then you have like Hinge where it's like, all right, yeah, I want a relationship. I want to be in a relationship too. The people on Hinge are a little more local and more accessible than than on OkCupid. So I use that for all of those.
Okay.
But yeah. Being too nice, I guess.
Yeah.
But at the same time, again, I don't know any other way to be.
But so then don't be any different way. You know what I mean? That sounds like, and people will see through it. But, you know, at the same time, look what it got you so far.
Yeah.
Nice person. Yeah. Seems like she got her head around her.
Yeah.
Stable. See where it goes.
Yeah. And you know? We'll see where it happens. See what happens. Yeah. Take it from there.
That's all you can do.
Yeah. But yeah.
So the way she is about her kids and not letting you meet her kids for a while, is it with that reverse Jiminy Cricket in mind, the fact that I can't meet her for a while?
Well, it's just, I would like
not this for the, to be... Not for the safety aspect of it, but just for the more or less, like, hi, this is Bobby. Good luck. Like, no. You might be welcome, be welcome.
No, we'll because find I know, all jokes aside, I know the type of person that you are. But at the same time, I also know that I want to make sure that things are a little more serious, a little more stable, and then you get introduced to, you know, I get introduced to her family, she gets introduced to my family.
Fair enough.
That's all it is. And my family is my friends, for the most part. So, I mean, it's just...
It's going to fuck you up if her daughter's hot, too. It's going to fuck you up for like a split minute.
Don't do this to me.
It's going to fuck you up if her daughter's hot.
Don't do this to me. That's not funny.
It's not, but I guarantee you, at some point, I'm going to be like... When's your 2-year anniversary?
Awful.
It's some level of, and I don't want to say human nature, but it's just, again, it's those little parts of the brain, that little id or ego or whatever, if you want to take it from a Freudian perspective, where you're like, let it come out and dance for a moment. Then you put it right back away. You stay who you are. You stay who you always have been or whatever it is. But then it comes that little point in time, you're like, please don't be hot. Please don't be hot. Please don't be hot. Fuck.
Well, it's one of those things where it's just like, I don't know what you would call it, I guess like self-control or whatever. It's that same reason why, like, you don't just, like, go out and, like, punch somebody in the face.
Well,
you
know what
I
mean?
It's like that, like, thing. It's like, you know, like, people, and I'm sure people do this, and, you know, maybe people don't do this.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, you, like, walk down the street or something like that, and it's just kind of like, what if I punch this guy in the face right now? What would happen?
Yeah.
But you don't do it.
No,
you just
of
have
course
those, like,
not.
Thoughts that, like, dart through
of
your
course,
mind.
Of
it's
course.
The same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, like, I'll see it.
No, that's what makes you not a psychopath.
Well,
you know?
So it's like you see these things, and it's just like, oh, it's like you see a car, and, like, the door's open, the key's in the ignition. What if I just stole this car right
now? Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? But it's just like,
what if it belongs to the cop? You know what I mean? Yeah, sure.
Like you don't do it.
No, it's impulse control. It's self-control. Right. Of course, no.
So, I mean, it's...
No. This is just two guys on a podcast talking right here. Like, obviously, no. Like,
yes.
No, that would never be, like, an actual thing. But for the comedic effect of it, like, yeah. I hope she's a fucking smoke show, and I hope you think about her until she turns 18. Like...
And you know what? I think
on that note,
and you know
I got
to wonder. I think that is the best way to end this podcast. It's hour 17. People have long.
But in fairness, though, we have found new followers.
This
people
is
like
also
our buddy
true.
Aaron, like our buddy yeah, Junior, who said he was going to start listening.
Shout
like,
out Junior.
Yeah.
Shout out so, Family Van Hot Sauce. Mm-hmm. Shout out all the people that who do normally listen. Boy Pat.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Boy Hal.
Mm-hmm.
All those guys.
Yep.
DJ McCreakin. Stays
oh, you know he does.
Yeah. So I mean, like, yeah, we're growing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's a great feeling.
We're going to be sponsored by Bud Light Seltzer next week.
You know what? I should just hypothetically be like, hey, listen, like talk to one of my like reps. I'm like, hey, listen, what would it take for sponsorship? That was like, do you guys sponsor any podcasts?
Even if it wasn't that, just give us a six pack or something and we'll sip it while we're fucking drinking it. We'll work up to the money part.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
It's not, it's actually, like, we were joking about it. Mm-hmm. It's actually not a bad idea.
And not for nothing. You have, like, again, not to pat yourself on the back or whatever, but from what you're building at that bar, you're becoming a priority account. So with that being said, if you would like to for me to remain a priority account, throw a six-pack my way. We'll blast it out on the podcast for you and see where it goes.
I will say this.
You get you bring trash here, I'm going to let you damn well know that's trash.
Well, if anything, what I would probably realistically do is maybe not necessarily like big accounts, but there's plenty of people
that are dropping
off six packs or that four pack that's like 16 ounce cans of random beers that like, hey, try us, see if you like it.
Yeah.
You know, yada yada.
I was in that business.
Right. So I mean that's actually not a bad idea.
Do it with a high end whiskey company.
I know people
who steal off of trucks?
No. I know the guys that run Misunderstood Whiskey.
Is it good?
It's good. It's like a ginger flavored, like apple-y, like whiskey. It's pretty good.
Ooh, that would go fantastic with my lemon ginger liquid IV. I'm not even talking about putting water in it.
It's good in a hot toddy. It's really, really good in a hot toddy.
It's autonomal.
Yes. Autonomous. It's a great word. Mm-hmm. Like I like how you pull that out there.
Yeah. As much as I can be a complete and total like degenerate like piece of shit, I also have a vocabulary. I read books, motherfucker.
Oh man! So
cannot wait till next week because it's done. This is sponsored with Misunderstood Whiskey.
That'd be great.
Yeah, you hear the clank. You hear the sips every now and again.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, there might have to be a photo op. There might have to be a photo opportunity.
Some people actually, up until a little while, well, no, because you'll put my picture up every now and again. But some of the people from the Ferryman that watched it, that listened to the podcast, I don't think they ever knew what I looked like until either you put up a picture of it or like when I actually came to visit you the one time.
That's true. That's true. All right. So anyway, let's get out of here. It's hour 20. Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
This is a Rap Bowl Podcast. This is Kevin at Kevin K. Diddy.
Bobby at R. Hansen 817.
And we'll see you guys later. Peace.
Peace.